Our friend Ren Lavoie of TVA Sports broke a little bit of hockey news today. I think we can call this a little bit of hockey news. Ren Lavoie of TVA reporting that Michel Therrien will indeed be back with the Montreal Canadiens next year. We're very pleased to be joined by the aforementioned Mr. Ren Lavoie. Ren, you know what? I may be one of the people not surprised by this because I get to talk to you every week, and you made it pretty clear. Yeah. You've made it pretty clear, I should say, in the past month, 2 months, that he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. And you know what I reported today and yesterday on TV Sports and today in Journal de Montréal is that you know what Marc Bergevin yesterday asked him a question on record about you know, one thing that we see is the effort, even if there's a lot of injuries. You know, the effort is there night after night. And he said, yes, but for me, the effort is not. You know, you cannot negotiate your effort. For me, it's not even a starter that needs to be on every day. And but he said, you know what, even if there was a lot of injuries on our team, for our fans, for the coaching staff, and for myself, this is, you know, I'm not satisfied with what happened, and we're gonna, you know, revisit everything at the end of the season. And people, I wanted to make sure of one thing, because when you hear a statement like that, the first thing that you can say is, wow, so maybe the coaching staff is in jeopardy here. And, you know, what I just report is, listen, everybody in Montreal Canadiens organization will be surprised if Michel Therrien is not back next season. Right now, there is no doubt in everybody's mind in this organization that Michel Therrien is going to be back. So that's right now. And there's one thing that you have to look at. Even if the team was struggling, there's, you know, I can count on one hand since December 1st, the number of games where the Montreal Canadiens really look bad. And this is a team that we're losing night after night more than winning, obviously. So, and to know a GM like Marc Bergevin, you know that he's really, really tight with his coach. And he told me, actually in Boca Raton 2 years ago at a GM meeting, that his mentality on that came from Larry Plow. Larry Plow, when he was the GM of the St. Louis Blues, was really, really close to his coach to let the players know that they're, you know what, you're not going to get us. We are tight, and that's the way we're going to work. And don't try to get, you know, me involved in any situation that the coach could be fired. It's not going to happen under my watch. So that's the way Mark is working. I just want to clarify, you know, the situation yesterday. But that being said, if there's no changes behind the bench, obviously something's going to happen with the players. And now it's a question of who will go. I don't think that as of right now, you know, Mark has a list of all the players that should go. I don't think that's the way it works right now. And even if he wants to trade a good player, obviously you need to get something interesting in return. So, you know, we can speculate a lot about who could be traded, but at the end of the day, maybe in September, it will be, you know, I'm not going to say the same thing. It will be a different team, I think, with maybe one or two additions. But, you know, it will be really interesting to see how things are going to evolve from, you know, the end of the season to the draft or maybe July 1st. There's a lot of things that can happen.
Ren, how do you think the news that Michel is coming back will be received by the players?
You know what? I think they know. I think they know because, you know, I think, you know, Mark addressed the players a lot this season, and he addressed them at least two times that Mark told us officially, one in Tampa in December, one other time maybe a month after or 6 weeks after in Montreal. It was in January, actually, so a month after. And I think the message was clear. Guys, we need to find a solution here because, you know what, don't expect anything else. This is our group right now, and we're going to evaluate everybody But you can't be satisfied with the way things happened this season. Personally, this is my personal opinion. Obviously, losing Carey Price is a major hurdle. And after that, you can take that as an excuse. Personally, I think it's a good excuse, okay? But what Mark said yesterday is he could have taken that road easily with us. Could have said, hey, guys, look at our lineup right now. Look at all the injuries this season. It's really, really tough for this organization to win games because of that. No, he didn't say that. He said he's not satisfied at all, and it's upsetting. So, you know, we didn't put those words in his mouth. He decided to take that road. So that's why I think it was newsworthy at that time, and I still think today, because what it says is, you know what, we're not satisfied, and in a way, things are going to change.
You know, Ren, all the reports about Michelle Therrien's job status, there seemed to be an undercurrent that a core group of players wasn't necessarily happy with him. And I know you've been very clear in that particular situation. You've been one of the people, frankly, who've been remarkably consistent from the start of the season to now. But I'm thinking in particular of a guy like PK Subban. Is there any issue at all there between PK and Michelle Therrien? Or do you think PK is very much in Michelle's corner?
You know what? One thing that Michelle always told me is the way he works, it's really simple. He can't fall in love with a player. He's not going to fall in love with a player, okay? He respects every player on a personal level. Personally, you ask Michelle, do you have anything to say about PK Subban? He's only going to say PK is a great guy. That's the way Michelle thinks, okay? But that's the way Michelle thinks with all his players. He likes his players like it's their own kids. It's his own kids, okay? But that being said, he's the boss behind the bench, and he wants to see his best players produce on the ice and conduct themselves the right way. So it's not about Michelle versus PK. It's not about Michelle versus Max Pacioretty. I don't think you have to see it that way. I think for the management is more what are those players are giving us, and the way they respond during a crisis. What was their response during a crisis? Did they help us? The way they conduct themselves on and off the ice. So that's a lot of topics, obviously. And one thing for sure, I think when Mark is saying that he's not satisfied and upset in a way, you need to look at it and say, okay, things are going to happen. I feel like Carey Price is more than just a number one goaltender on this team. He's a real leader. You have to put it that way. He's gone. And the fact that he was gone didn't hurt only on the ice, but really hurt in the dressing room. And there was nobody else who could help him or take that spot, I should say. And imagine if you're Max Pacioretty, you're a new captain on this team, and you don't feel like somebody is helping you in this dressing room. And believe me, Max Pacioretty is the type of guy who's taking everything personally. Like, for him to see this team struggle, it hurts him, for sure. But at the same time, he didn't have any help. So I think there's a value to have a Jerome Iginla in your dressing room, to have a Brad Richards in your dressing room. Players like that, yes, you're right. You know, the best part of their career is behind them. But just the way they work with the young players and the young core group, and there's no value for that. And right now, when you look at the Montreal Canadiens, there's no player like that. And I just hope that next season there'll be a player like a Brad Richards or anybody else that can just get in the room. He won the Stanley Cup before, and when there's a crisis, he could help easily the captain or anybody else in the organization.